Name the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. My beloved, today we have a beautiful holiday. It's called the Elevation of the Cross. It's a major feast there. And we have to remember that actually the cross was hidden. And it was equal to the Apostle Constantine that asked his mother, the heaven, to go to Jerusalem and uncover all the holy things. And when she came there, she was so shocked because every place where the Lord was there, they made a terrible idolatry churches and all kinds of statues reverencing. They didn't know it, but they were reverencing actually the devils. And so she started to destroy everything, and then she found a place, but she couldn't find the crosses. And so she has asked the people over there, and one Jewish person, had stated, I know where the crosses are buried, but he says, I will not tell it to you. And so then she had decided that, well, she's going to put them in a kind of big hole and in the ground. And she kept them there and says, I won't let you out until you tell me where the cross is. And then finally he gave up and he said to her, and it was actually over that place was built another so-called church of the pagans, and she had demolished it, and then she has taken and started to uncover everything over there in that cross and in that ground to reveal the crosses. And she found three crosses, but she didn't know which one was the Lord's cross. And at that time they were bringing over with a funeral a man to be buried, and the patriarch there said, well, let us put the crosses on them. They will find out which cross is the Lord. And they put one cross and nothing happened. They put another cross and nothing happened. And then they put a third cross. And then the young man actually was resurrected. And so then they knew that was the cross of the Lord. And then all the people wanted to venerate the cross. And there was a patriarch. And the patriarch actually, because there's so many people there, and the patriarch decided to stand on the place and pick up the cross and raise it up high and high so that the people can see the cross. Well, my beloved, this is what the elevation of the cross is about. But we have to remember how Lord has suffered for us. He suffered for my sins and for your sins and for everybody's sins, because he loves us so much. He doesn't want us to go to hell. He wants us to be in heaven. And that's why he suffered for us. He was tortured before they crucified him. He was tortured so much all night long. They spat at him. They beat him. They did all kinds of terrible things to him. And finally they crucified him. And he suffered so much for my sins and your sins. And may be loved. Let's try to remember that. But of course he said one time that the greatest love you have is when you give your life for somebody, and that's what he did. He gave his life for me and for you. And remember when the priest takes out the chalice and he says that the Lord has came to save sinners, of whom I'm the chief, and he really has to believe that he is the chief of the priests and of the sinners. And every one of you should also believe that you are the chief of the sinners. And so if you believe that, you will never look down at anybody else. You always, whenever you meet anybody, you always say to yourself that he is much better than I am. And you really believe that, and then you'll never be able to be angry at him or be mad at him or have any kind of terrible feelings about the person, because you believe that he is better than you. And my beloved, this is what we have to try to remember. Excuse me. I'm sorry. And my beloved, Christ has suffered for us so much, and he wants us to love him because he gave his life for us, and he wants us to love his mother and our mother, because she adopted us, and the mother of God, she adopted us, and she was also, the Lord wants us to love her and to love our guardian angel that never wants to leave us. He wants to stay with us. But when we are becoming under influence, we're coming under influence of the demons, and they start to commit sins, then the poor angels, they cry, and and our guardian angels, and they have to step aside. My beloved, we have to remember that. We have to remember that our first love has to come to Christ and to our Lord, the God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and then to the Mother of God, the Holy Theotokos, and then to the guardian angel. And then we have to have love for our soul, because every time we sin, we are wounding our soul, my beloved. You have to realize that. We're actually wounding our soul. And then the soul becomes so wounded. And it's so difficult for the soul, because he's suffering so much. Our body is a temporary thing. It's going to go into the ground. It's going to be then eaten by worms. But the soul is everlasting, and it's going to either go to the kingdom of heaven or to the, if we love, of course, the Lord, or to go to be with the filthy scums, the demons. My beloved, we have to learn to love our soul and our brothers and sisters and all those who are actually, and even those who are our enemies. We have to pray for them. We have to ask God that he would forgive them and bring them about to the right place, so that they will know how to worship the Lord, and so they will stop following after the filthy demons. The cross is a great weapon for us to fight against the demons. But I notice one thing, that sometimes some people don't cross themselves properly. They make a cross at the same time as they make the cross, they're making the bow. So they're breaking the cross. And so that's not right. We should first say that the cross, doing the cross, the sign of the cross, put on our chest, then on our stomach, not on our chest, and then on our shoulders. Then you have the proper form. And then we have to bow down, because then we don't break the cross, and the demons are so much afraid of the cross. And my beloved, we have to fight the demons. Every time you and me have an irritation or any anger or anything that we start to see sins in our neighbors and husbands and wives and whoever, we should always remember our Lord. Remember that he wants us to love even our enemies, and we should have to pray for them. We have to know that when we say we love somebody, but we don't pray for them much, that doesn't mean we love them much at all. So we have to pray for those of our people that we love, and we have to always forgive them, and because that's what the Lord asks us. The Lord says not only to love those who love us, but also to love the enemies, and that's what we have to do, my beloved. Today we have the cross brought out last night in the church, and we are very fortunate, because there is a actual piece of a cross, and in that cross, the cross was belong to actually to the grand, to the mother of Saint Nicholas, the Tsar, Maria Fyodorovna, and she gave the cross to Abbess in Jerusalem, Abbess Tamara, and then she in turn gave the cross to Archbishop Serafim of Chicago, and he, before he died, he gave me the cross, and this cross is bringing so many miracles. When I was working in the hospital, in the children's hospital, that they had from 3 years old to 16 years old children that are what they considered being mentally disabled, and I had the cross with me when I was serving there, and I made one day, I told them that I'm going to have a blessing of the water and to bring from different departments the children. And one department was actually dragging a person, a little boy, on the ground. And he was growling and he was shouting and he just was totally obviously possessed. And I came with a cross to him and started to bless him, and he started to run away and started to finally got it to the wall, and then went to the corner of the wall. And I came and I blessed him three times with a cross. And after the third time, he went and started to try to get the cross, and he kissed the cross, and then he ran over to the children. Before that, he wouldn't associate with anybody, and he wouldn't eat anything. They had to force him the eating, and he wouldn't associate with anybody, and the filthy schemers, demons had left him, and he was released in 3 days after that. And there were many miracles that happened through the cross when I was working in that hospital. My beloved, you have to believe. You have to believe and to truly, truly love the Lord and remember how He suffered for us on the cross. And when you make a cross, sign of a cross, do it with faith. And when you do it with faith, then the filthy evil one is not going to have any power over you. Because all the lives of saints, all the saints had always cast out the demons with the signs of the cross. And this is what we have to do. And when I was a little child, then I was told by my nanny, I don't know how you say it in English, well, nanny, and she told me that all the good thoughts, they come from God and angel, but all the bad thoughts comes from the devil. And so we should never listen to the bad thoughts, because we should know that they all come from the filthy scums, the demons. And we have to pray to our Lord and love Him and love His mother, and because she loves us also, just like the Lord. She has taken that from the Lord. He loves us even though we're great sinners, and He was willing to take my sins and your sins upon the cross to suffer for us so that we won't have to answer for it, because He has so much love for us. And the Mother of God, knowing that we are the cause of His suffering, she loves us so much and wants to save us. She adopted us because we received the Holy Communion. My beloved, let's try to remember that, and let's try to live not for ourselves, but live for our soul, and try to help everybody that we know, to help them to love the soul and to make it to the kingdom of heaven, because that's the main thing. My beloved, God loves us so much. He died for us, and He suffered for us. And the Mother of God, knowing that how much He suffered for my sins, and she still loves us, and she forgave us all, because she wants our salvation, because she knows that's what her Son wants. And so, my beloved, try to remember that. And God bless you. And remember to make the cross properly without bowing down during it, without breaking it. And just remember the power that the Lord has given us through the cross to fight the filthy demons. And this is what we have to do, because all the sins, they all come from the demons. They always entice us into it. And don't listen to the demons. Listen to your guardian angel and to the Lord and to the gospel, and try to live according to the gospel. Amen. God bless you.